KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have cloudy skies, light rain. It's 43 degrees in Atlantic. Since 7 a.m., we picked up an additional 4 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall for a total thus far of 14 one-hundredths of an inch. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In state news, a proposed ban on abortions if the fetus has a detectable heartbeat is scheduled for debate this afternoon in a House committee. Republican Representative Shannon Lundgren of Piasta is the chief spokesperson for the proposal.
We ran on pro-life issues. And because we ran on pro-life issues, I think our voters, our constituents, are looking for us to make a very bold statement this year.
And earlier this month, a Republican-led Iowa Senate endorsed a ban on abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy. Democrats say a timeline that's connected to the detection of a fetal heartbeat would set the ban of the 5th or 6th week of pregnancy before some women even realize they're pregnant.
This bill would take away a woman's right to make her own medical decisions before she would have known she had a decision to make.
That's Representative Beth Wessel Crochel, a Democrat from Ames. House Speaker Linda Upmeyer of Clear Lake, the top Republican in the legislature, says there are enough votes on the committee to pass the fetal heartbeat proposal.
Life is an important topic to Iowans. We hear that the doors, at forums, and so this is another opportunity to pass a bill, perhaps, that is a pro-life bill, and we'll see where it goes.
Wessel Crochel says the bill would not grant exceptions if a pregnancy is the result of rape or incest.
The extreme legislation would make most safe, legal abortions illegal in Iowa.
This Friday is the deadline for an abortion policy bill to clear the House Human Resources Committee, and Democrats complain the proposal was not revealed until Tuesday afternoon. Upmeyer says compared to the idea of passing an abortion ban based on the moment of conception, an abortion ban based on the time of a heartbeat can be detected is an easier concept.
You know when that point in time is.
Lundgren says a heartbeat is a concrete measurement.
Life at heartbeat. It's hard to deny it. It's there.
Democrats say court challenges in two other states have derailed similar abortion bans that were based on a time a fetal heartbeat can be detected. Wessel Crochel predicts this bill will face a similar fate if it becomes law in Iowa.
No, we can't take away the decisions that women make about their health care. It's just not right.
GOP leaders in the House say Republicans at least want the proposal considered this year. In other news, Governor Terry Branstad Tuesday announced three appointments to Iowa's STEM Advisory Council, among those whose appointments went into effect on Monday and were not subject to Iowa Senate confirmation, is Barbara Crittenden of Creston. The other appointees include Kelsey Terrell of Des Moines and Scott Montgomery of Coralville. Well, sheriff's deputies in Pottawatomie County Monday morning arrested a man wanted on a warrant for second-degree theft. Authorities said Tuesday 33-year-old James Dale Bescue of Trainer was taken into custody without incident at his residence in Trainer and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, or the Pott County Jail, I should say. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports 28-year-old Nathan Andrew Wilcoxon of Coyne was arrested Sunday afternoon. Wilcoxon was taken into custody at his home on a Page County warrant for failure to appear on two counts of theft in the fifth degree. He has since posted bond and was released pending further court proceedings. A certified public accounting firm has released an audit report on Cass County. The Groenewald, Bell, Kine & Company, PCCPA's report, says the county had local tax revenue of just over $29.4 million for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2016. That amount included over $2.6 million in tax credits from the state. The county forwarded over $29.5 million of the local tax revenue to the townships, school districts, cities, and other taxing bodies in the county. The county retained more than $7.8 million of the local tax revenue to finance county operations, which was a 2.4% increase from the prior year. Other revenues included $5.4 million from the state, including indirect federal funding of nearly $1.4 million, charges for service of slightly more than $363,300, and nearly $205,000 for the use of money and property. Expenditures for Cass County operations totaled slightly more than $13.1 million, an 11.9% decrease from the prior year. Expenses included $4.6 million for roads and transportation, nearly $650,000 for mental health, $2.44 million for public safety and legal services, $1.15 million for capital projects, and nearly $1.3 million for administrative services. A copy of the audit report is available for review in the Office of the Auditor of State and the Cass County Auditor's Office. Officials with Diamond Vogel Paint and Keep Iowa Beautiful announced yesterday the recipients of the 2017 Paint Iowa Beautiful Program Awards. April is designated as Keep Iowa Beautiful Month. The program provides free paint to a wide variety of 91 public service projects throughout the state. The program is administered through Keep Iowa Beautiful, with the paint provided by Diamond Vogel Paint Company. Among the recipients of paint for various projects is the Bedford House Garland Hotel in Bedford for a brick wall, restroom, and ceiling tile, the French Icarian Colony Foundation in Corning for a communal dining hall, the Adair County Historical Society in Greenfield for historic buildings, the City of Malvern for a pool bathhouse mural, the Guthrie County Historical Foundation in Panora for the caboose, and the PETS in Panora for a pet rescue building, also the City of Villisca for the City Hall interior. In the 14-year partnership with Keep Iowa Beautiful, Diamond Vogel Paint has awarded over 8,922 gallons of paint for 676 community projects in Iowa. A man charged with stabbing his sister to death has chosen to have a judge and not a jury determine his fate. The Sioux City Journal reports 34-year-old Thomas Bibler on Friday waived his right to a jury trial in Plymouth County District Court. His attorney gave no reason for the move. Bibler has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, willful injury, and going armed with intent in connection with the June 11th stabbing death of 27-year-old Shannon Bogue of Lamar's. He was arrested that day after a short standoff at his Lamar's apartment. Bibler's trial is scheduled for May 16th. And authorities are investigating the death of a Northern Iowa co-op worker whose body was found in a semi-trailer loaded with grain. Belmont police say 57-year-old Daniel Feller was pronounced dead Monday at the Max Yield Cooperative Facility. A co-op statement said Feller had fallen from a platform while grain was being loaded into the semi-trailer. The co-op said Feller had been an employee for more than 10 years. Max Yield also said safety regulators completed an investigation on Tuesday. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.